Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test the people, to give them the opportunity to earn themselves an everlasting happy life in the day of judgment. So He gave that opportunity for those special group of people in particular that He said about them in the hadith, that the conversation between Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Allah, فَذَٰلِكُمُ الَّذِي أَرَدْتُ. Those are the people that I've created this universe to get so that they can distinguish themselves and they prove themselves worthy for the highest floor in Jannah. Those are the people that I've created this universe for. And He clearly expressed that also in Surah Tabarak, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He tests you who are among you that the best in deeds, the ones who can perform the best in deeds. So one of the wisdoms that we can think of about the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His nature is the creator. He's not trying to be a creator, no. That's who He is. Actually, He is a creator. So that is His nature. And for this name, or this to be true, that He says on the creator, for this to be true, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates. If He doesn't create, then it's either one of two things. Either His name is not true, subhanallah, astaghfirullah, He's better than that. Or His name, or His nature is useless. Useless nature, which in Arabic we call it a ta'til, ta'til al-sifat. Like, make it useless. Make the names of Allah or the nature of Allah useless. And subhanallah, Allah is way above and beyond that. So Allah creates. One might say, okay, Allah could have demonstrated His nature by creating trees and angels, instead of creating humans who are going to shed blood and spread corruption. But the answer comes also from the names of Allah, that Allah has other names that would not be true unless humans exist. Like the name the most forgiving, and the name the provider, the sustenance provider. Those names, especially the name the most forgiving, that this name requires people who have free will to perform whatever, to be tested. And those people might answer wrong questions the wrong way, might make mistakes. Then those people seek repentance and Allah forgives them. Then His nature, the most forgiving, becomes true. The evidence about that is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he said, if you don't sin and then seek forgiveness from Allah, and Allah grants you forgiveness, Allah would have ended your existence and bring to existence other people who are being tested, who make mistakes, who seek forgiveness. They ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah forgives them. So that is clearly stated by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These names, which is requires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a space to exercise our free wisdom. There might be a ridiculous person who comes and say, but I don't want to be tested. Allah is testing us because He wants to be fair to His creation. He brought us to life, okay, and then He wants to give us an opportunity for bringing us to this life and bringing us to existence. The opportunity of earning ourselves an everlasting happy life. This way, it is fair for us. And for this opportunity to exist, Allah creates this life for a test. As He clearly in a perfectly understandable Arabic language have stated all over the Quran that He is creating you for a test. Now, one ridiculous person might come and say, but I don't want to take the test. You know, I'm just not interested into taking the test. And this is a silly, ridiculous, non-sincere statement. And I will prove to you that this statement is not true. The first proof is that people in this life do take tests by their own choice. You know, is the test of this life is Allah will give you an everlasting happy life in Jannah if you are ethical. If you do your earthly business using the heavenly manners, the manners of Allah, then Allah gives you an everlasting happy life. This test is much easier than the board exam, the medical board exam. We can ask Brother Iqbal, he can tell us that it was a very difficult test. If there is anybody who is a lawyer here, that this person will tell us that, Brother Sheikh Ala is here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's not polite for me to speak when Sheikh Ala is present. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. So there is a person who have taken the law bar test would come and say, it is very difficult test. Now I ask this person, why didn't you take this test? Because there is a gain behind. What's that gain? Get a degree. Then what? Then get a job. Then what? Then get a lot of money and have a rich, comfortable, fulfilling life. Well, we have a much easier test for you and a much more reward for you, which is an everlasting happy life in Jannah. You will live like a king, a very rich, comfortable, fulfilling life in Jannah. So why don't you take that simple test? That is the first argument. The second argument that proves that this person is ridiculous and is not sincere in this claim, that slaves have much less test than free people. Free people have a lot more test, a lot more decisions to make, a lot more. Every decision is a question, is a test of submission. You're being tested, the test of submission, in every decision you make. So free people have a lot more decisions to make than slaves. Actually, if I run you by the remote control, you will have no tests at all. You will just basically be fully controlled. Then, why do you love freedom and hate slavery? Why? Why do you love the test, to be tested by freedom? Nobody likes slavery. Nobody likes to be controlled by the remote control. If I ask any one of you, say, no, I don't want that. I want to be free. Okay, you want to be free, then you want to take the test. Then you're not sincere in your statement that I don't want to take the test. And the third argument that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned also about those who are ridiculous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them in the Quran, and we will say the verses, Allah tells them, dead people are not tested. Okay? People who are alive are being tested. Okay? So if you really don't want to take the test, why don't you wish death? Wish death! Okay, if you're sincere and you want to not take the test, then wish death. When you die, you're not being tested. So wish death. Who wishes death? Everybody, you love life so much and you hate death so much, then you love to be tested so much and hate not to be tested so much, because we love life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. This is in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayah 72. That Allah has indeed offered this trust, the trust of being tested and the test of submission, have offered it to all of His creation. They all reject it. The mountains said, no, I don't want to take that responsibility. It's very dangerous. The heavens and earth, they said, no. We don't want this responsibility. The one who wanted this responsibility is the human. He wished the life, so he wished that responsibility. He loved the life, so he loved this responsibility. He loved the freedom, then he loved this responsibility. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. For he is a ظَلُوم, transgresses against the boundaries of Allah. جَهُول, ignorant. He or she doesn't want. What are they asking for? What are they wishing? They don't know exactly that they are wishing for a very dangerous situation where they can end up in hellfire because of this test. So, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah have made statements that supports this concept, the concept of that if you truly want to get out of the test, then wish for death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the children of Israel that say, in particular, the group of the children of Israel that say we are the chosen people. This particular group that they say that we are the chosen people, Allah said, in both places, Surah Al-Jum'ah and Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said,
قل لو كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله خالصة من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين.
If you are claiming that you are the chosen people and the day of judgment is that Jannah is dedicated for you, okay, prove that you are really sincere in that statement by wishing death.
Wish death.
Okay, if you are saying we got A plus in the test, we passed the test with A plus. Sure, okay. Wish death if you got an A plus. Why do you want to stay alive? You go to everlasting happy life. And Surah Al-Jum'ah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah answered that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And in Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah said, وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا. So Allah said, وَلَمْ وَلَا means that they will never do it in the future, and they will never do it now, and they have never done it in the past, that they have ever wished for death. And Allah in particular, in Surah Al-Baqarah, stated further that وَلَتِجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاةٍ. They are the people that they wish and desire and love life the most. So if you are getting A plus, why do you want to stick around with this miserable life? Why don't you just go wish death and get yourself an everlasting happy life? So the bottom line is that this all falls under the name of Allah Al-Hakim. And we can see the wisdom that, and by the way, whenever that our brains can never reach to the full wisdom of Allah. If the wisdom is mentioned in the Quran, then we can say it and we say, this is the wisdom and here is the evidence. If the wisdom is not mentioned in the Quran, then we say, we think this is the wisdom. And by common sense, but there is no proof that this is the full wisdom. So if I've said something that indicates my opinion, it is my opinion. And don't accuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of what I have said. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.